Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light of life. The Bible's hands go, the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Is your life in accordance with these things that are written here in verses 12 and 13? Have you put on, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, have you put on bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another? Can you say with an honest mind, yes, I have those things right in my life. I've put on those things, and they have helped to make my life full in Jesus Christ. You see, these are things that fulfill the command of Jesus in John 13, 34 and 35. Remember when he said that people would know that we are his disciples because that we love one another, and that we were to love one another even as he, in the same manner as Christ loves us. And this command of verses 12 and 13 is an urgent command, and it's something that we do right now, and we keep on doing till Jesus comes. Now, it would be good if all the world was this way. But do you realize that a person cannot put on Christ until Christ is put in, that is, in their heart? In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, my friend, if you're going to go to heaven, your only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. What must you do? Well, the forgiveness is already in Jesus' heart, and he wants to extend it to you. So the first thing that you must do is admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible tells us. That means that we not only sin, we continually sin, and we continually come short of the glory of God. Be willing to turn from sin, that is, repent. The Bible says in Acts 17:30 that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin on the cross, and that he was buried, and that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. And then through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come to your life as your Lord and God. And you say, you know, I would like to do that. I would like to enter into that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I really would like to have his forgiveness. Will he forgive me? Oh, my friend, he says that if you would come to him, he would in no wise cast you out. He said, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God wants to forgive you. Paul, he consented to the murder of a man and persecuted the church. That's pretty low down. Mary Magdalene, she had 7 demons. She was in witchcraft. The woman at the well had 5 husbands and now was living with a man that was not her husband. There was another woman caught in adultery. There was a thief on the cross. And God saved all of them. He loved them. And he loves you, and he'll save you. Why not right where you are right now? Pray and ask the Lord to save you. He'll do it. He said, whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, that includes you. That includes me. You say, well, Brother Andy, I'm just not sure how to ask the Lord to save me. Well, then, my friend, I'll form a prayer right now, and you can repeat this prayer after me. Now, it's only words. If you're not serious about entering into this personal relationship with Jesus Christ, but if you really want this personal relationship and you want him to be your Savior, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I am willing, by your help, to turn from sin. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet that I want to send to you that I have titled Building Blocks. This book will show you how to grow in this new Christian life. It'll show you the kind of church that you ought to go to. It'll show you some things about Bible doctrine. It'll teach you how to study the Bible so that you'll understand it and get more from it. It'll show you how to pray and what you ought to pray for. It'll show you how to lead others to Jesus Christ. My friend, I want to send that booklet to you absolutely free. Just write and say, I have asked the Lord to save me. Or you might be a person that's already saved, but you'd like to have that booklet. Maybe you'd like to use it to help others in a study and to maybe disciple some others. Then write and say, Brother Andy, I'd like to have the booklet, Building Blocks, and I'll send that to you absolutely free. Now, my friend, you know that at least once a week, sometimes more often, we share the plan of salvation as I just did, and we ask people to ask the Lord to save them. If you have unsaved friends, why not get them to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast? You might not feel that you are able to witness to them, but if you get them to listen, maybe my sharing the gospel with them will help them to get saved, and they can pray, and they can ask the Lord to save them. And even if you're listening together, you could even look to them and say, hey, would you like to ask the Lord to save you? Let's pray with him right now. And you could do that. Oh, my friend, let me encourage you to do it. Now, my friend, you may want a copy of this message. Put it on Colossians 3, 12 and 13. Perhaps you missed one of the days that this was aired over your radio station. Then, my friend, let me tell you how to get a copy of this. Write and send a gift of $5 and indicate you want a CD. Put down Colossians 3, 12 and 13. Or put the title that I've given to these verses, put it on, and send that to us at the Lamp and Light broadcast. Our announcer will be giving you our address at the conclusion of the broadcast here in just a few moments. And if you'll send that to us, we'll get that back to you as soon as possible. Also, let us know by which radio station that you are listening. That helps us to know the areas where we're being heard and helps us in our programming. And whether you're listening day or evening, ask others to listen in to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We come on Monday through Friday at the same time on your radio station in your area. And write your radio station and thank them for allowing the Lamp and Light broadcast to be on their radio station. Well, my friend, I see that my time is up. And I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen too. That is how we grow. And my friend, may the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.
This is Dr. Andy Bloom, and our broadcast was over a little early today, and I want to take this time to just talk to you, you might say one-on-one, personally, as a brother in Christ to you. At the Lamp and Light broadcast, we have not spent our time asking you to send us your money. As a matter of fact, the only thing that we tell you as far as money is concerned is that if you would like a CD of that day's message, if you'll send a gift of $5 with your address and so forth so we will know where to send it, then we will send that to you. And so we have not been the kind that have asked for money, and right now I'm not asking for money, so don't turn us off because we're not asking for money. I am saying this, however. Your tithe and your offering belongs first to your local church. You say, well, my church is not a Bible-preaching church. Well, then you need to get out of that church if it's not a Bible-preaching church, okay? And that is your responsibility to come out from among them and be separate, as the Lord tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. But my friend, your responsibility is to tithe and offer to your local church. In my church, the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida, we not only have the tithe, we have what we call faith promise. And this is what people pray and ask God to lay on their heart for a gift above their regular tithe and offering. And that gift that goes above the regular tithe and offering goes to missions. And this helps us to support missionaries around the world. And right now, we're supporting over 120 missionaries around the world. And therefore, we can say the sun never sets on the gospel ministry of Central Baptist Church. And so that's where your tithe and offering begins. However, God may lay on your heart a specific ministry. You are listening to this radio broadcast right now, so you listen to Christian radio. And so, my friend, as you listen to Christian radio, you cannot support every radio preacher. You cannot support every program that comes on. However, you should pray and ask God if He would have you to support one of those programs. The program that usually needs the support is the program that teaches the Word of God as it is to men as they are. Now, friend, I do that, but I'm not the only preacher that does that. Others preachers do that as well. But it is important that they just use the Word of God. You've noticed that we do not beg for money on this broadcast, and we never want to do that. And hopefully that will never, ever happen here. This is the Lord's ministry, and we don't want to make it into a begging ministry. However, if God lays our ministry or another radio ministry upon your heart, that should be above your regular tithe and offering. Now, if God has laid it on your heart, then He will supply the need. So, my friend, let me ask you to do that and to ask God to use you to help these radio ministries, especially those that stick to the Word of God, our King James Bible, and teach it as it is to men as they are. Also, let me ask you to write radio ministries that preach the Word and teach it as it is to men as they are. We do that, and other ministries do that as well. I do not go out and speak in other churches very often. As a matter of fact, I like to stay close to home. And God has called me to pastor a local church and this radio ministry. So, my friend, it's rare that I get out in other churches. I was in one area where I had many that come up to me afterwards and said, we listen to your broadcasts. But not one of those had written us. Now, my friend, you do not have to send a financial gift to write us and encourage us and let us know that you're listening. Paul thought it was important in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20, to ask the local church to pray for him. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 15, he thanked the local church there that they communicated unto him. Now, my friend, let me just say that to you. Even though you may not be able to send a financial gift, write the radio ministries that preach and teach the Word and let them know that they are a blessing to your heart. We need to hear from you.